Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cash. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Wirt scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Peters, and towards Buford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Euler moves to second. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Orlando McFarlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlan is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Euler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Euler strikes out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-0 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Agee steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Agee steals third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Freese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Freese reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. Romano moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Kaline now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Don Demeter now playing first base. Orlando Pena now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Skowron reaches third base with a triple. Romano scores. Freese scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater bunts towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing right field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Lump reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards first. Demeter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Peters moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Buford scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee scores. Romano moves to second. It's 10-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss strikes out. 1 out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. AG hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. AG steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. AG moves to third. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Freese strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. AG scores. Romano moves to third. It's 11-2, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cater strikes out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 4 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. McCraw scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 13-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. Demeter moves to second. It's 13-3, White Sox. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.